What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There we go.
Your skin looks good.
Oh, thanks.
It's popping. Tell us popping. The routine. Drop the routine real quick.
I'm on some. I'm trying to flush my system. It's a reset on this.
Oh, okay.
I'm like trying to reel it in.
What you got? An STI? Yeah,
girl. I do not, y'all. I don't require you to be dealing with these. I don't even do that.
So we're good.
No. That would imply there's a man. Like, no. I don't talk to them. Like,
Welcome to the B list, starring B and Jonathan Lawhorn. Welcome back.
Welcome back, kids.
Oh my God. This is a cute robe too. What is that? Like a little
thanks. It's like one of those racist old lady stores in the South.
Very much. When you wrap it around you when the police come out. Thank God you guys are finally here. I've been calling you guys about this barbecue. God. Jeez, it's these new neighbors. They think they just move in here and just cook.
I know. Keep coming in my yard. You know, I put the fence up. But you know, they act like dogs, so you know, I can't tell them nothing.
Wow. Wow. Happy Halloween season. Happy time for the killer.
Oh yeah. I'm so lit. I mean, October is such a litty month. I just live for the energy in the air. I mean, it gets like kind of fake cold here, but not really. I'm probably not doing anything. Like,
no,
I'm not doing anything on Halloween day. I think I'm going to do something on like the days before. I'm also going to Seattle.
You're also a grown up.
I'm also an adult. Like, I'm also old. Like, no.
Going to Seattle,
like,
that's going to be scary.
Because I don't want to be here because it's going to be like,
it could be really fun, spooky weather too.
It is, and it's cuter. And I mean, I did Halloween during like COVID there, and we made it pop. Yeah. So it's like, it's just like the gays.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. They own. It's funny because the gays really think they own Halloween. I mean, they do.
We do.
But like, they don't hit. Like,
it,
you know,
really
the way
don't.
Y'all played out that Mean Girls outfit with the I'm a bunny, and y'all, you know what I mean? Like, you try to make everything slutty. Y'all need to be inanimate objects. Y'all need to be something that's like,
y'all need to sit still.
That's what y'all need to do, actually. But we won't get into all that. Listen, do you have a favorite killer? Like Freddy Krueger versus Michael Myers versus Jason?
Leatherface.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Texas Chainsaw Massacre girl all day.
I could see that for you, yeah.
Because it's just like teens getting cut the fuck up. Like, that's all I want. Like, if they're teens screaming.
You don't even need names. You don't even need fucking, you need team number one.
I just want. Team number two. I want Naked White Bitch 3, cut up. Like, that's what I'm here for.
God, oh, God. Mine is, I think mine is Jason. I think
Jason goes, though. Like,
oh, he goes. He, yeah, it delivers pound for pound.
Because he hates kids, so I get him. Same. Like, that part. Bitch, you said you're Jason. You're like, I'm here. Yeah. I get it. They wear the fuck out of me.
Yeah, he said, fuck them kids.
I like Jason. I just have, I like believe that, uh-huh. I believe that like Jason without the deformity actually may have been hot. Like, I just like,
yeah.
Think
that, oh,
like,
yeah.
Because he's giving you body.
He's tall.
Tall.
You know, that's all it takes for some bitch sometimes, anyways, too. This thing, oh, he's 6'3, sold.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wear the mask. I don't care.
He got like a lake house? Oh, Camp Creek. Yeah, like.
I am sick. We got a lake, wow. Y'all.
Yeah,
we,
yeah, for
we
real.
We got a lake. Yeah. I like
Jason.
I don't
really be with Freddie because he was in every bitch's bed. You know, Freddie, like, burning.
Also, the backstory is just, I can't. Like, it's I fuck with Freddie, but it's like, you're a pedophile, so I'm good. Like,
when
it's
is
like,
R. Kelly getting his own horror movie? Because he's straight up Freddy Krueger. I mean, he was.
Right, really?
Yeah, a pedophile, really. And
I mean, I also like Michael Myers, though. Like, I don't know how you can't like him. Like, I live for him.
Movies didn't hit as much, though. He only really, I mean, if you really think about it, out of all those damn movies, I mean, I think they probably have like 10 Halloween movies. Only 3 of them truly hit.
Well, the one that's coming out about to hit.
Oh, gonna see that. Want to see Kyle Richards dud. Like, please, it's about time. Please. You know, Garcelle gonna be in the front row.
Front row, she gonna buy out a theater. Let's watch this shit.
Team Smart.
Team, I love it. Team Smart, I live.
We're gonna get into that. Listen, also happy Adele season.
I'm not. I live for Adele. Like, I've been like hype about it, but it's like, I'm not interested in being in a fucking chokehold of depression. We already have this going on, girl. You didn't want to give me a bop first. Like, I'm mad.
She don't got bops in her, though.
But I think she was like trying to trick us into thinking she was gonna go into a new era. And then I was like, but see, she
not. You know, British bitches don't really got bops like that. Because when they do, it ends up being like that Jessie bitch. And it's like, bang la da. What does she say? Bang la da. What is it? Is that what she says? Bang la da. What is that clip of her when she's impersonating the Jamaican? When they were like, impersonate different accents. And she was like, bang la da. You know?
Oh, Jessie J did that? I don't really. I mean,
no, Jessie, that one girl.
Wait, which one?
The Blackfish one.
Oh, you're literally calling this one by her name as if I knew who the fuck she was. Like, I don't even know what Little Mix is. Like, I don't, like,
I don't, what is
they?
A Little Mix?
They're all ugly, so I don't care.
I know Vitamix. Like, one of us, like, what?
I know Vitamin C from our day. Like, that's the girl. Yeah. But, like, I don't know any of these girls. Like, they're all whack. Like, I'm sorry. I'm a Sugar Babes Girls Aloud bitch. Like, I don't fuck with them.
Yeah, I'm S Club 7.
Bitch.
Down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Down. So, that girl. Yes, she. Yeah, I just.
We'll get into her.
We just watched Nikki be fake as fuck on that.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get into that because I just literally.
And the Barbs can get in with me because I want this bitch gone.
Wow. So we're starting hot tonight.
So mad.
All right. Fashion. I think I'm going to buy some bootleg pants. Like Acne. I was gonna buy some, I know, bootleg, just to mix it up a little bit.
Wait, like there's a some boot cute cut? Ones. A boot cut? What are you talking about?
I'll send you the photos tomorrow.
Like, is it gonna go with your Prada?
Yes, it's not out of nowhere. It's gonna hit.
But where are you going in it?
To be decided. But
listen. Right, like there ain't shit to do. We still in a pandemic.
Yeah, it's true. This weekend I went vintage furniture shopping in Tarrytown with my friend Sarah. Shout out Sarah. She listens.
Sarah. Hey, Sarah. Sarah's where I live for her. Sarah was like the only one that was keeping up the energy during house party with us. Like, she was like the equal amount of lit.
Yes,
so I live.
Yeah. Sarah's great.
Oh, my God, house party. Oh, my God.
Ooh. God, that was the days. I just texted Char.
Oh, you did?
Char. Yeah,
we were good.
Yeah.
Good.
Shout out Char.
I love to hear it. Char. I mean, she been listening. She stayed listening.
We love. Yeah. Yeah.
Char, Char, real one.
Whoever said that the 20s are like the prime of your life was a scammer. Could you imagine?
Oh, complete scammer.
Like the 20s was like the worst years of my life.
It's the slums. Like what were
it's
we
actually
doing?
The slums. Like it's like I had it, less money than when I was a teen, because at least then I was on my mom's like my parents' money. Like, yeah, like you're unlearning all of the fucking trauma and all the shit that you had from your like, 20s is the slums.
But like the 20 somethings now, they real mouthy, and I'm like, y'all are fucking dumb, and I need you to get out of my face. Yeah. Also, you're all broke because we were too. Like, what are you talking about?
Also, like yeah, I think like also somewhere that between our 20s and their 20s, like someone convinced y'all that bullying isn't it, and we need to bring bullying back because it really kept some people in. You know what I mean? Like tap tap tap. Is this on? Because
like yeah. Mic check. Like, I am a bullying fucking expert. Don't play with me. I only bully people who deserve it.
So yes, we bully like bullies. That. We nobody's like, yeah.
Still white people. But like, that's really what
like how Richards is getting bullied. I don't care. Like, she's, you know.
Oh my God, deserved. Like, I will, you can't
but
cry.
Sutton,
me
I'm fighting. Like, I'll fight you for
oh,
Sutton.
I'll fight. I'll like fight behind Sutton just for like various reasons because she's the only one with a foot on Erica's neck. So like, I'm just like. And then apparently, I love how housewives from other franchises are like coming in and being like, oh yeah, Erica's been a scammer. Like, I just live how they're all teaming up.
Yeah, they're team up. They're like, yeah, they see, they love it. They see someone, they see a bitch down.
They and they're us. Like, let's stomp her out. But she, but I mean, I will have to give it. I mean, I'm hyped for the reunion, but I will say the little clip gave me something. And I
it
was
gave
like,
me not that much. I don't know. I don't think any reunion ever needs to be four parts.
I don't think it needs to be four parts. It should have been one part of them just interrogating Erica until she fell apart.
Straight up.
Like, just, I don't need to know anything else about any of the other storylines. I only wanted everybody getting a 5 questions that they could just, like, be, like, answer it, bitch, answer it. Like, I wanted them to try to, but see, this is the thing. If this was, like, Oprah-level tease, if it was, like, Barbara Walters level, she would have trotted out the victims. I want I want a whole production. Like, I want her to be fucking
it would have been
blindsided.
Like, Donald J. Trump during the presidential debate when he brought out all of Bill Clinton's accusers in front of Hillary, like it would have been like that level,
right? But it would have actually hit, like
it would have hit, like he tried to do it and it hit because you're not
right
about the clown,
right? You're a whole clown, right?
Yeah. They were fighting at the Tinashe show last week.
That
did
clip,
you see that video? Like two different fights. From across the venue, Terminal 5 is this fucking.
But they
trenches.
That girl was getting rocked with rocked. Her Android. Like she was
they
like
had the same. Yeah, they had the same was, wig on, fighting about God knows what during Bad Bitches Link Up. Like how you cannot make this up.
I mean, it just reminded me.
A
you
song
know,
about
for whatever
female empowerment.
It just, the weird thing about that clip, and you're gonna lose it because why did it remind me of that time when? Tinashe was doing a 5, 6, 7, 8 at that Samsung event and the iPhone fell out her pocket.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's just
yeah,
for some
yeah,
reason
yeah.
I saw that because that girl was getting banged over the head with a Samsung phone. So I was like, this to me is like,
yeah, because like that's what Tinashe fans use. They was it a Boost Mobile?
Wow.
Could have been Metro
really
PCS.
Gonna do that to her? Okay. I mean, I think Tinashe hits, but like
yeah, it's from time to time. Listen, Super Love is one of my favorites.
I mean, I would Super Love hits, but like, I actually like her. Like, I like the current album and I like the older stuff. It's just like, for whatever reason, like.
What's that one song?
Which one?
Save Some.
One On. I love to get
No, that sounded literally nothing like what I just said to you. Like,
okay, girl, I don't know. See, we're not her fans. I don't know. Like, can we call it? Somebody call in? Like, I don't
listeners,
know.
Listeners, drop in the comments below and let us know
comments
what the fuck
below.
I just say some room for us. That sounds like a fucking, like,
I don't know that song.
Something. So, I don't
like,
know.
That could, like, Little Mix.
I don't know what the
like,
fuck y'all
no
listen
idea.
To. I don't see. Like, it could be Little Mix. I don't fucking know.
It probably is. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, chances are.
I'm sure that track has a Nicki feature since she only picks bricks. So I have no idea.
Literally every time that Nicki is trending these days, it's never for anything positive. It's never for a number one hit. It's always for like some. It's always about some. She's the new Azalea. Like when Azalea trends now, it's usually for something positive. It's like, cause there was only the only way she could go up.
Also, Azalea, when she trends, it's like there's never not one lie told. So it's like,
oh yeah, she never lies. It's just it don't hit the same, like the delivery.
Well, it hits the way it should hit, considering it's her. But like,
it's
still,
very 2021.
I can cut through. I'm like, because she's always telling us facts.
True.
and still out raps these bitches. So like, really, like, we can't talk like she ain't really, like, she isn't talented. I live for Azealia.
Azealia needs to get into the market of holidays, like the way that Mariah Carey always releases a Christmas album or something, right, or she owns Christmas. Azealia needs to do holiday or Halloween.
Ooh, she needs to just do the spooky bitch lane and just
give
eat
a scary
it.
Spice. Like, just do that.
Wow. Wow. We're pulling up. Wow. We're like digging.
What's scary?
Our, like, we're digging our like colonialist racist bag.
Well, it is Indigenous Day people. Indigenous wow! people. Wow. No, I'm just saying she needs to do the scary route. She's I know Azealia loves spooky season, so.
Oh, she, of course she does.
I bet she has really, no, you know what? I'll take the bet because you know she'd have the scariest treats at her fucking apartment for kids.
Oh, I wouldn't take shit from her house.
Yeah, skulls and.
No.
No.
No way.
Nope. Mary and Ashley were co-hosting Watch What Happens Live last night. Honestly, like, you could not pick a better pairing. I'm sorry.
It's such a good pairing.
Such a good Doja Darby and Sister Mary. Iconic. Like, Mary is so, and they gave Mary the seat right next to Andy. They knew.
Like,
they knew
Mary,
what fucking time it was.
Mary in her Technicolor dream coat.
Fucking love the outfit. She looked
it's
good.
So, and I'm gonna go on, I think it's libertine, but I'm just like going a limb. Oof. But like, it's giving me that. Cause like, mm-hmm. Mary gives me like, I'm digging out madcap brands that like nobody really wears anymore, but are still expensive.
Because I'm smart like that. Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, I'm a fashion historian and you bitches can't see me. Like, I actually, yeah. Mary really is like, could literally take Anna Wintour's job. Like, I live. Mary should be an
actor. Wow. Like, wow.
Mary would eat at these. Like, imagine
you
Mary
would eat in that
asked,
bob.
Her, imagine the wigs her need being to change asked, up. About shows right afterwards, she would literally, it would, I want to hear, yeah. I want her reviews now.
Yeah, because she would give you the truth. She'd be like, oh, you know?
Mary looked great. She looked fantastic. Great. She's like, it's getting there. Like, we're getting there.
Makeup was looking chalky, but you know what? Love
but
her.
It was blended, though.
Yeah, it's true, it's true.
It was, true. But and Ashley looked great. I mean,
shout
go
out Caroline, who does the makeup at Watch What Happens Live.
Okay, shout out.
Always puts them together.
Cute.
Hair wasn't shit, but.
Stop, because the wig, compared to the first season.
I want to see her in a really cute, like, just chocolate brown bob. Like, I want Mary to get her fucking shit together all the
I like
fucking
the
way
color.
By the time of the reunion. You do?
I do. I like the color. I don't know. A bob might be too severe. I don't know. I want to see a mix
I
up.
See
maybe
it.
Maybe give us, like, a fucking pink, like, a lime green wig. Give us some Meg wigs.
It's crazy because she got, like, thousands of mannequin heads in that fucking closet, but then only one wig? It don't make any damn sense.
I mean...
Come on now. You know she just keeps those mannequin heads around to talk.
Oh, for sure.
She needs an animated show. Mary's
she
head.
Needs a lot.
Mary's
she
head.
Needs everything she wants. Mary,
where it's
you
like
deserve
her,
all the things.
All of it. Like, it needs all to be like Snow White where she's just walking around in her house and all these inanimate objects just start talking to her.
Oh my God. Like, I want her to like give me like a Bed Knobs Broomsticks vibe where it's like yeah. her mixed with the animation. Like, I'm here for
yes.
it. Like,
yeah.
Netflix.
Yes.
Let's get Mary
sock puppets.
A show.
Muppets.
Stop. Mary with Muppets?
The Mary Muppet Hour. Wow. It'd be like eyes of Tammy Faye where it'd be like that.
I mean, she is a Muppet. So like this works.
Yes. Yes. Love it. Let's workshop this. Hey, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip just dropped. Did you see the trailer for that? It wasn't. I know. It was.
Dry.
I'm going to watch it.
I mean.
Kenya's going to.
I'll watch highlights.
What did you take from it? Kenya eats up Ramona.
Like, Ramona's a bigot. Like, I just,
everybody's
it's like
coming
nothing
for
new.
Kyle.
Everybody's coming for Kyle, which that might get me to watch.
That might get, yeah, I'm always for that.
Because
you know,
Kyle can't pull that shit on other seasons. Like, those
especially when she don't have a little girl with her, you know, she didn't have like Erica Jane or Lisa Rinna or what is that, Teddy? What is her Teddy?
Teddy. But like none Teddy of y'all Ruxpin? Are seeing Teresa. Like Teresa will drag all you bitches up and down. Cause it's like you
yeah,
can't.
Teresa's the queen.
Tree with Kenya? Like it's just like it's y'all aren't getting through.
Amazonian.
Like the way Kenya in the clip was just like calling out people like even casually. I was like, oh, this could be a lot.
I was like, I can see, because I can, I already knew.
Because what's like that, the, like the average height of like, you know, between her, Cynthia, and Kenya, it's going to be like, they're all 6 foot, 6'1". You know, you're not about to like talk down to them when you're like 5'4", Kyle, like.
And which Kyle don't know how to do. All she do is talk down to people.
Yeah. So.
Wait, it's Jersey and Atlanta. It's like they're teamed up there. Like that's the vibe I got.
Yeah, because Jersey always has the flavor. It's the closest to, you know.
Right, it's the closest to Atlanta being up there.
Yeah, and they have.
It's just like white racism. It's like white mafia racism, but like it's still the same vibe.
It's Jersey definitely has Atlanta vibes. It's
definitely, scammer. Does. It's giving booster. It's giving scammer.
You could literally move the state of New Jersey, put it right next to Georgia, and I would not bat an eyelash.
Oh, like, and they would make sense. They would rock with each other.
Yeah, right by Louisiana too. Yeah, the food would hit.
See, I don't really be going up for folks from Louisiana like that, but whatever, y'all food good, I guess.
So we're gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it. I'll tell you about it.
I'll maybe like bop in.
Yeah, I'm hyped for the second one. That's the one I want. Like, I want the craziness of Vicky fighting with Dorinda, fighting with Jill, fighting
with Phaedra.
Phaedra,
bye. Like Phaedra's like
Helen.
Is about to eat. Also, she looks so good right now because she. I just
see,
like.
See,
that
you think so, I think she looks a little like crazy.
But what you think she looks like? What.
I just miss the old Phaedra. I miss the.
I don't.
Okay, well.
But like, you know, why are you trying to take her back there? She's not there anymore.
Okay, but it's. Listen, I think she's beautiful regardless, but I miss the old Bugetto where she had the diamonds glued on her fucking eyebrows in the at the baby shower. That's the Phaedra that I love.
Well, so fine. Then bring back Deshaun Snow.
Yeah.
Lisa Wu, bring her. Let's just go.
Andrew Yang's trying to start his own political party.
The fact that, like, y'all give that man airtime is so wild to me. Like,
Tucker Carlson.
It's
this
weird.
Man was almost the fucking mayor of, I.
Like.
Scammer. I,
rat.
Named his new political party called, it's called the Forward Party. It's named after his fucking book.
Like, a whole scammer.
I hate him. I really do.
I really need him to get.
We're about to lose 2024.
I'm not gonna be here then, so I don't care. Like, y'all can have fun with this shit.
Where are you gonna be?
Out of
where are you going?
I'm laying the groundwork.
Chromatica?
Sure.
Chromatica 2.
Earth 2, any of them. Mars, like, I'm out. Like, I'm not trying to be here. I don't wanna watch this shit because those bigots go act up again.
This is
because all of them not even in jail. Like
they're not even in jail. This is the slowest moving coup ever.
I'm just over it. Like,
how the fuck y'all run up inside a Capitol building and y'all still walking around, breathing air, just like dry, walking around, not in jail.
Yeah, I just like.
I've seen bitches get more time for like parking tickets. This is crazy.
I want no part. So yeah, have fun in 2024. I will not be here. Like, it won't take me that long to finesse some foreign man into being my husband. Like, I'm out of here.
Might have to be Canada. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
That's too close.
Because what if they try to bring you back?
Too close.
I'm
out. Like, I want to. I need to go somewhere where I can't be like you can't bring me back for shit unless I come back. I'm going somewhere that doesn't cooperate with this country. So that's where I need to go.
You know who was in a foreign country recently? Jared Leto got tear gassed at an anti-vaccination protest in Rome. Okay, but. The headline was so funny. Did you see that?
I saw the picture and he looked so disgusting. I mean, he's disgusting. He's disgusting, but still. I was just like, why am I not surprised? But like, you went to somebody else's country to do all this?
It was misleading though. He actually stumbled upon the protest and got tear gassed, which is honestly somewhat funnier. I'm sorry. That's terrible. He annoys the living shit out of me.
So he's not anti-vax.
He's not that we know of.
It gives me anti-vax tease.
It gives me anti-vax, right? He just gives me very like.
So it's giving. He deserved it. So that's where I'm trying to get to.
Yeah, he's a man. So he's a straight man. So I don't. Yeah. So I don't know.
Y'all could have bombed it for all I care. Yeah, but like that's just really that's where I'm at.
However, like, he gets it, he gonna get it. I don't know.
He's gonna get it. Yeah.
Oh, really? No.
Oh, God.
What is a good Jared Leto movie? Like, what is he even in that's like, that hits besides My So-Called Life? But even then, that's not even like, I think we really give that show too much. Like, My So-Called Life wasn't that good.
Like, you're, this is like you asked me about Lil Mix. Like, I don't, I can't.
You don't, yeah.
I'm just like, who?
Yeah.
Like, I don't go, I can't. Like, there are very few, there's like select vintage, like white movie stars that I really go up for. Like,
Jennifer Aniston.
Reese Witherspoon. Like, I'll fight people behind Reese. Like, you aren't saying shit to me about Reese. That is my.
You would, because you love an old Southern little.
Oh my God, person. I love
someone
Reese.
Who just gets a little bit racist when they start drinking.
But she, Reese is
she
it.
She gets real mouthy. Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Reese is it. She's an icon. I will hear nothing else. Like, she is it. Reese, we love you. Jennifer Aniston, I love too. Yeah. What?
Mine. I think mine is Jennifer Aniston. Wait, Sandra Bullock though.
For sure.
For like, sure. You know I love Sandra Bullock. Yes. Practical like, Magic. Please. I'm putting it on right after this.
Bitch, Practical Magic goes still. Like I can pop it on.
I'm Sandra like, and you're Nicole Kidman in that.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Because you give Gypsy coming in with your ex-boyfriend who's dead, his car, you drove it from over state lines, his body's in the trunk. You give that, and then I help right. you bury the body. It's that.
I love it. That whole film is so, it's just everything to me.
Soundtrack hits.
Oh my God, it does, right? It still does.
Whoever did Believe featuring Sheryl Crow, fucking hit.
Obsessed. Obsessed.
Obsessed.
So good.
So what is her name? Jessie, whatever, the girl from Little Mix. Her and Nicki Minaj, right before we got on this, they were on IG Live trying to get whatever little bit of promo that they can for this shitty ass song. By the way, like, how are you going to remake? Because, like, isn't it a remake of a P. Diddy song?
Boys? I think, I forget.
But it's like, Boys isn't even a good P. Diddy
song. It's not even a good song.
It wasn't even a hit. Like, how are you going to remake something that wasn't even a guaranteed hit?
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. Like, I'm just like, the whole thing, I'm just like, keep it. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. Like, don't ask me shit.
Yeah. The only kind of remix that I like anymore, like samples, if it's going to be like straight up, just do the Gap Band or something like that. Or the I don't know.
Right.
Old school. Don't give me like a P. Diddy song that's too close to, I don't have enough distance from it.
And also like, I never liked the song. So like, I don't care.
Yeah. P. Diddy did used to have some hits though back in the day.
I mean, there were a few. I Need a Girl. For sure. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Correct. Yes.
And that one with Nicole Scherzinger or whatever.
Which one is that?
What is it called? Y'all drop in the comments below and let us know.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Mm. So yeah, Nicki and her were on live acting like complete fucking buffoons, talking about how like it's okay if people are blackfishing because that's their business. And
right, Nicki, I was all just this, like, what?
All this for a song that isn't even going to go Cheeto Dust? Like all this, the buffoonery, like go sit, just.
It makes no sense. Like you're going up this hard for this
a white girl that's blackfishing.
Song, and you're like, and you're like doing the live and promoting. It's just like,
it's foolishness. What
gives? Like, I don't get it. It's weird.
Money rots people's brain. I don't even know.
I mean, a lot of things. I mean, I don't know what.
They turned the comments off during the live, too.
Because you know people were eating. Probably, they were eating probably.
Did you plead guilty or not guilty for the charges?
Right.
Because she was supposed to answer to the charges. I wonder if she ever got served.
I mean, I feel like the feds were in the comments, which is probably why they were like, ooh, we got to turn this off.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if she did get served.
I wish I worked for the feds.
I do too. Some, these are the we moments would be good. I wish. Oh my God, yeah. you couldn't dodge me.
Like, no. I'm the way, someone better put us on some kind of commission or something. Biden, I don't know who the fuck is in charge of that, but we could have a whole, we could have a millennial committee
like the in, way within I would the sector out.
Of oh. the FBI and we could be like we could literally just sit on IG comments and just report rappers like Kodak right. Black when just went live okay put his location exactly. We're gonna get him for something. TI, what is he doing? Who else? Anybody really, anybody.
No, I mean it really, this is like I mean I think about this a lot, so I no, I'm available. Like, yes. Let's get it.
Yeah. Whoever the FBI agent that watches me through my computer, please just hit us up. Let me know.
We want in.
Yeah. So Nikki was hosting the, or co-hosting the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion. Apparently she really gave it to Candace.
Oh, good. Cause I'm so sick of her. Like, I actually hate that woman.
It's gotten to the point where at the beginning of the season, I was like, you know, she's kind of a good villain, but after this past episode and all the breaking of the shit and her throwing shit at Mia and
no,
I'm done. How do people dislike Mia, by the way?
Like, I just don't get it. Like, it's weird. It's like the whole thing just makes me, it's just like every time, it's like every clip Candace is out of pocket, like her own husband is sick of her. Like, it's like, girl.
He's the hardest working husband on Housewives.
It's
He's
weird.
He's cleaning up salad, cleaning up broken glass, taking her aside and having to curse her out. Like, she exchanged one parent for another.
It's right. Exactly. It's, yeah, like it's like he's her dad.
It's fucking weird.
It's weird. And like, she's like, you know, Chris is going to yell at me. It's like, are you a child? Like, what are you talking about?
I hate this. It's fucking, fucking weird.
It's creepy. And you doing all this for this man. Ugh. Couldn't be me.
Not even know. I'd rather be married to Michael Darby, honestly. At least he looks like he has a little more money.
I mean, yeah. It looks like Chris is broke. What are you talking about?
Broke and doesn't know how to party. Michael Darby's right there breaking glass with you, screaming and all that, turning up. Yeah, he seems like at least fun.
At least I can run through the fucking liquor supply in that restaurant. Like, I can do whatever I want. Like, my man.
No, they shut the restaurant down. The one that serves kangaroo meat, they shut that down.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
I don't think it was the city that shut it down, but they shut it down voluntarily.
Oh, they probably were like, this ain't hitting. I mean, it doesn't.
Maybe Uncle Sam did.
I'm sure he got PPP loans. It's fine.
Listen, let's get into the full episode of Real Housewives of Potomac. I want to get into that. I want to get into Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. What else? Kim K was. Did you watch SNL?
No.
No, you know, yeah, you don't care.
I don't watch that. I don't care about that. Like, no.
I watched the opening monologue.
And what I kept seeing it on Twitter, and people was like, oh, she did something. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. It's your way. Like, I didn't watch the whole thing. I only watched the monologue.
I'm just like, can we stop giving this family press? I'm over it.
They were talking about how, like, all these comedians came together to help her rehearse for her. It was like the worst people on earth. It was like Dave Chappelle.
Oh, God.
I was like, every person that they listed, it was like the worst. It got worse and worse. It was like Amy Schumer. Why do I hate all comedians?
Comedians hate them.
Y'all aren't like, funny.
None of y'all are funny.
When we were growing up, we had funny female comedians. Like, everybody hit.
Like, Samora.
Samora is a queen. Like, please, the original queens of comedy, every single one of the bitches we hit.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Eats.
Even original kings of comedy.
Yeah.
The like, original
Bruce,
Steve Harvey.
Bruce, all of, like, everybody, like, Cat Williams, obviously.
Def Jam Comedy like, Hour.
It's like, none of y'all are funny. It's just yeah. like, what?
Y'all are just homophobic.
It's like, you're homophobic and ugly. Is that's what funny? Like, I don't understand what we're laughing about. Like, I'm just like, oh, I'm laughing because, like, you have no business saying any of this stuff. Like, I just don't get it.
And then, you know, every time they post about it in the Shade Room comments, are like, Dave Chappelle is about to get canceled again. And all the people in the comments are like the most.
They're like, I'm with Dave. Okay. He don't know you.
Okay. Like, and you sleep on an air mattress. So like, what now? Like,
are you with your kids? Like, I just don't care. Like, it's like y'all be on Twitter so hyped for people you'll never meet. Meanwhile, your kids miss you.
Yeah, seriously. y'all don't like freedom of expression, free speech. Please.
You don't like your child. So like, you don't, it's weird to me that y'all think your opinions matter when you are in arrears for years with child support. Like, get out of here. Like, don't talk. Ugh, go to work so they can garnish your check. Oh my God.
Cause we could, yeah.
That person who we were just talking about in text message being goofy.
Don't do it. I'm staying out of it.
Bitch, you brought me in it, so I'm here.
I know, I know, but you're about to catch a flight to fight for me. Like,
because it's like the thirst is weird to me.
It's weird.
It's like accounts that like do that deliberately, and it's like, you know what you're doing, and it's weird. Yeah, it's like
weird.
I'm just like, are you like starred for it's like I don't get needing like weird gays on the internet to be obsessed with you. It's creepy.
It's just giving like, it's like, I don't understand people on, you know, let's get into it in the behind the paywall. How about that?
Oh, you're back because you really want to go in your bag.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Tell people where to follow you on social.
You can follow me on social media on Instagram at mr.lawhorne and then on Twitter, mr.lawhorne. Yeah, keep it cute. I mean, Twitter, it's like I'm mostly talking about NFTs now. So like it I goes really in don't and care out. About y'all.
Yeah.
Like I like I really don't really care. Like it's like if y'all aren't like making me money or giving me crypto, like I don't care. So it's like
if you aren't giving me crypto, you have been in LA for too long. If you ain't getting me crypto, I don't got nothing for you. Like
that's where I'm at right now. So like I'm just like Twitter is literally a business vehicle. Like I don't care.
Wait. Speaking of LA, I saw Ira this weekend. I ran into him.
Oh, wait, because he's in New York, right?
He's in New York.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what did y'all do?
I ran into him at a little friend's little thing in the bar, but it was like very brief this weekend. Yeah, he's good.
Is he still there?
I need to come to LA.
You need to just come here. It's like, I mean, you need to come and like do the strip with these clowns and like it'll be
No, we need to like run through me and you and just run through WeHo.
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially. B and J take LA. Oh, I like that. That rhymes. B and J take LA. Yeah.
Wait.
Yes. B and J take LA.
Wow. Don't get spin off. Don't dangle me a dusty Bravo contract because I'll do it.
Because I'll sign it. Yeah.
I'll please. Sign it now.
You guys know where to follow me, Pet Shop Boy on Instagram, the_PetShopBoy on Twitter, Pet Shop Boy on Cameo. And yep. Shut up that face. And then
I mean, scam them.
And then you can listen to the bonus episode that we're about to record on patreon.com/thebelist. You can subscribe there. You get that and other previous bonus episodes where we usually let loose.
Yes, we get messy.
Let's take our bras off.
Yes, girl.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.